Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1130, The Pursuit of Physical and Mental Endurance by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday, and to those that celebrate Yom Kippur, have a good holy day and easy fast, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And we have 5 shows, soon to be 6, covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. But for now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Pursuit of Physical and Mental Endurance by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. When times get tough, the tough get going. That's all well and good if you already consider yourself tough. But what if it's something you're working towards? How do you work on building endurance? And if you're already stoic in nature, how do we continue to build? First, let's define the term endurance. It's the fact or power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. We normally contextualize endurance for hard, long-duration physical tests. In the realm of endurance sports, things like insert the city marathon, the Tour de France, and Ironman come to mind. Ultra races, which are distances beyond 26.2 miles, have become increasingly popular, as have obstacle course races like Spartan and Tough Mudder. We think it's because humans like pushing the boundaries of performance. We like to go places we haven't been before so we can test our limits. And that's what we want to talk about today. Endurance, however, doesn't always pertain to physical tests of stamina. We're going to address some of the mental aspects of endurance and how it can help you to not only survive, but to thrive. Some of our favorite words associated with endurance include resilience, fortitude, stamina, and grit. Mental endurance takes a resolve to go beyond the limits we have self-imposed. We don't even know the true boundary of our potential, because we've never been that far. In fact, we'll suppose you've never given 100% effort in a physical race, because if you had, you'd be dead. Thankfully, our brains shut down our efforts before we push ourselves to the final limit. Endurance also gives rise to the premise that it is not only the person who can go the fastest, but sometimes it's about being able to last the longest. Sometimes it's enough to just be the last person standing. This is as true in endurance competition as it is in business. Last longer than your opponent simply by choosing not to quit and then following through on that self-promise. The mind holds control over the body. Ask any elite military operator or elite athlete, and they'll tell you stories that seem to defy the human limits of physical potential. Eliud Kipchoge completed a marathon in under 2 hours. That's a sub 4 minute and 34 second mile pace for 2 hours. We dare you to even attempt to think about trying to run one single mile at that pace today. It's dizzying. Ask any SEAL about basic underwater demolition, any Ranger about Ranger school, or any of the other special operator military training programs. They'll all tell you they made a decision early on that they were capable of handling anything at that point. That conviction, athlete, special operator, or not, comes from deep within. It's forged over a length of time, and you can't fake it. Those who do fake it eventually get snuffed out, whether their resolve breaks or it was never strong enough to begin with. Endurance training builds mental resiliency by exposing your body and brain to stress, which it then gets better at handling. But this doesn't happen overnight. These controlled doses of stress, applied over time, forge a resilient body and a fortitude to continue in spite of adversity, stress, hardship, fatigue, challenge, or any unpleasantry that may arise. The body is at the mercy of the mind. We decide when we want to quit. It is therefore a decision we make day in and day out to continue on. But how do we start to turn off the weak voice in our mind? How do we turn off the feeble part of our brain that wants to seek comfort, complain, whine, and sit down? How do we persevere despite discomfort to find comfort in the unknown, the challenge, and the difficulty? Here are a couple of ways we like to practice what we call flipping the switch. 1. Immediately commit to a positive mental attitude. Yes, this is a choice. We call it the best day ever mindset. It is within our control to choose to improve our situation no matter how bad it is. It is a positive reaction to potentially adverse circumstances. Change our mindset, change our circumstance. This applies whether you're receiving bad news about work, find yourself in a survival situation, or just don't feel good when you wake up. Just commit. 2, add competition. Humans like to compete. It's in our DNA. We like competition because it creates real risk. That risk you take when you compete is the fear or potential of failure. It makes us come to terms with our training, our mindset, our excuses, and ultimately our willingness to get the job done, whether that's staying late or working weekends, racing in your local 5K, or fighting your way out of a dark hole. Sometimes it's about going fast. Sometimes it's about going far. Either way, time to put your money where your mouth or foot is. 3, increase your work capacity physically to increase resilience mentally. Physical endurance training takes a mental commitment. That being said, it isn't easy to commit. It isn't easy to commit because of the time duration of physical endurance training. It's a day-to-day commitment that may last months, even years. Think of the training timeline for an Olympian. The training cycle is 4 years long. As physical endurance builds, we also build mental resiliency. We are capable of handling more adversity, which then allows us to apply more effort to training. It is a cycle that perpetuates indefinitely until we decide to stop. 4, surround yourself with people who normalize your goals and needs. If you want to train to race a marathon, find fast people to surround yourself with. If you want to become a positive person, surround yourself with positive people. It's extremely difficult to be positive when in a room full of people who love to gossip and complain, although this may be a nice stress test for your mental endurance. Change your circumstance, change your mindset. This works both ways. Seek out the situations where you're the dumbest, weakest, or slowest person in the room. You'll progress faster than always being the leader of the pack. When times get tough, the tough get going. We believe this is actually a choice you make. Have you decided today that you're mentally tough? Have you decided to make today a good one because your mental endurance allows you to last as long as is necessary to do your job, get the result you need, be happy, and grow? Today is about the commitment to that process. Today is the best day ever because we're going to make it so. You just listened to the post titled The Pursuit of Physical and Mental Endurance by Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you like this idea of building mental endurance, I highly recommend you check out the book Grit by Dr. Angela Duckworth. I've listened to it twice already. Dr. Duckworth has studied what makes certain people grittier, or what makes some people more able to endure when the going gets tough. In fact, a while ago, on one of our Motivational Wednesday episodes, I shared a quote from Grit that really resonated with me. Dr. Duckworth referenced something attributed to Nietzsche. In response to the saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger," made famous by Nietzsche, Dr. Angela Duckworth replies, quote, "Finding a way out of the suffering is what does the strengthening," end quote. I'll give you a very literal example of this. Growing bigger and stronger skeletal muscles involves the same process. Our muscles have to suffer a bit during our workouts in order for them to grow bigger. A hard workout will probably involve some very small tears in the muscle tissue. When the body repairs these tears, the muscle grows bigger and stronger. It's this repair of the suffering that helps the muscle grow. So, when our mental endurance is being tested, if we can, just as Brett and Jason mentioned, these controlled doses of stress applied over time forge a resilient body. That's what we're talking about, but the same applies to the mind. So when our mental endurance is being tested, if we can, just as Brett and Jason mentioned, make the mental commitment to have a positive attitude throughout the process, we might just come out of it better and stronger than when we started. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.